Today is the day when we celebrate the fact that Jesus rose again to give us a new life. But not everyone believes that he rose again. I mean, it's pretty far-fetched, isn't it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Now, there's not a serious historian alive who would dispute the fact that this man Jesus lived a couple of thousand years ago. And most accept that he was crucified too. But that's where the consensus ends. Because these crazy Christians, they believe that he rose again from the dead. I mean, just stop and think about that for a minute. That is an utterly outrageous claim. So how can we know if it's true? Well, I can only tell you how I know. I used to live a life that was just for me. It was about money, it was about recognition, it was about fast cars. And there came a point where the emptiness of it, well, I just couldn't go on like that. So I turned to Jesus. It was almost a quarter of a century ago, and as I look back, I realize now that what he gave me was a completely new life, a completely new start. But of course, if that doesn't do it for you, if my testimony isn't enough, here's how Thomas the disciple came to grips with the resurrection, John chapter 20, verse 25. They told him, "We saw the Lord." But Thomas said, that's hard to believe. I will have to see the nail holes in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side. Only then will I believe it. Is Christ risen? Absolutely he is. And he rose to give you a completely new life, a completely new start. That's what Easter's all about. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Whatever you happen to be dealing with at the moment, whatever troubles or challenges you have going on in your life, Jesus rose again to give you a new life. And he wants you to live in that life. He came to set you free from your past. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive God's word into your heart.